Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcast for now on eSETI Stargate, although we're getting some major heat there. And we're also going out to probably, I don't know how many, like over 100 affiliates in probably 50 or 60 countries. So this is really getting out there. It's growing leaps and bounds. And we're going to go on some new formats. We've already signed up for the Frank and several other ones that we're going to start putting things out because it's, I know between Facebook and YouTube, it's getting rough, you know, to stay on and actually cover the truth. I know truth is against their community guidelines. And so whenever you speak the truth, you get thrown out of their community. So anyway, we've got a great guest. We've got Gene Decode on. And if you don't know who Gene Decode is already, you haven't been paying attention. But for those who have not been paying attention, and who this is in Gene's own words, he says, who I am is really not relevant. I know what I do, as I have done for 30 plus years of research and 20 plus years military career. I've also been researching and studying most all my life, as I've never cared for sports or other such leisure activities that other people do. I prefer to study and learn and always have. A large part of my information and awareness of the nature of the universe and the one true God I got from a near-death experience in August of 1992, which I died for 30 minutes. During that time, God offered me the chance to return to service, which I chose. The experience gave me a lot of insight and knowledge. Additionally, martial arts is pivotal in my life, was responsible for my death experience and completely defines my service as that as a spiritual warrior. Other than that, I do not give out and it is not really important who I am. The message is important, not the messenger. The old way of information of truth of a message is judged by the credentials and supposed expertise of the person reporting. This fostered decades of lies and deceit. All information should be researched under the premise it should be a lie and then go first to prove it wrong and see what, you know, what you get. So God bless. And this is from Gene. And, you know, I'm almost laughing at this because this could almost be my bio other than the military. I don't have the military background, but it's very similar. But anyway, Gene, are you with us?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you, James.
Hey, it's an honor to have you on the show. And out of all the people that are bringing out information so far, I think you qualify as one of the top, if not the top people, as far as what's really going on the planet. And there's several questions that come up. And one of the first ones is, you know, the elusive evergreen container, what is actually on, was on those containers in the Suez and really what that was all about.
Yeah, that was a big alliance op. So that was to essentially stop Armageddon. On this timeline, they did. On another timeline, that didn't accomplish. So it has already started there. And so because you have to have allowance for all choices of what people choose, if they want to choose fear and censorship and control and being a slave and all of that stuff, that has to be a choice. So that's now been allowed for. And then if you want freedom, independence of thought, action, and deed to stand up for yourself and others, to be right with Creator and to be respectful of the highest interests of all life everywhere, that's where we are over here. And so in the timeline now here with the ever given heaven taken place, when that was wedged into the sand, there was a person on board that, they don't call it Microsoft Windows for no reason, he let a window open. And so the Alliance came in through the window and ran the ship aground so that they could then get those containers opened. And there were, besides the children and the people, both living and not alive anymore, because the powers that be like to develop what they call well-ripened produce. Wow. So to have some spoilage is advantageous in their point of view so that they can create the fear factor they need for the things that they get from the produce. So as they look at us. And then the main thing they were doing is there were tactical nuclear weapons on that one. And additionally, during that time, there were 29 other ships that they searched that were blocked up that had the same type of situations. There was also a Turkish reporter in Turkey that went into how Mr. or Ms., depending on your point of view, in actuality, how were you born? Was buying up land in Turkey and Arizona, massive amounts, and that was to create a biosphere. And their plan, the non-terrestrials that run the powers that be, a lot of people think it stops at the human, like, it doesn't. It goes up, and I've been doing decodes on this. I'm backstage. I'm blessed to teach. It goes up into insect and reptilian types that are really running the show here. And so we're just crop. And their desire, because they're not doing well in the conflict, they're pretty much losing here in this system, the solar system and the Earth. So they had decided that to win the war, the only way is scorched Earth. So they had a backup they had developed through Ms. Gates, which was a 30-year program where they developed a oxygenic weapon that would go into the soil and eradicate all mammalian life on Earth. And that's what they removed from that ship and several others, many, many containers of that, besides the massive barrels of products that they got from the produce that I was referencing earlier, and fetuses and all of that stuff that they do. And also currently the special forces are searching now randomly at sea, coming to all of the Evergreen ships and Maersk, as well as every time they hit port.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, I've heard the same thing. Got the same information that there's more than just children and parts and the other stuff going on there. There's something much bigger, but I didn't get the details of it. Now having it all makes sense now, you know what, and I've heard this from other sources, the same information, but yeah, it's not a pretty picture. And I think it's very important that people factor in the fact that there's so much inhumanity on this planet right now is because there's so much non-human interference. That's why they can't put their heads around this, because they can't believe humans would do this to the level it's being done. And you got to factor in non-human and unseen negative influences into this, and then you can figure it out why this is unfolding the way it is.
Exactly. And you know, I have this from quite a few sources on the shipping containers, the products, all of this, or even including port authorities that said, we've known this for years, they've been doing this stuff. As far as the Ever Given, when it actually came into port this morning in Netherlands at 2 a.m. and was searched again because they did a sea transfer. Additionally, and a lot of people in port authority and that bring in these big container ships have known this under threat of their life. They don't say anything. Many, many people I've heard from also in the freighting industry, in truck drivers that were coming in and out of the dumps, telling me about the stuff they know they're hauling. They're seeing deep, not just the containers, but deep down in the bowels of these ships, like level three and down in there, seeing live produce and all of that stuff. In other words, young people. This has been ongoing for a very long time in a volume that is staggering. It really is beyond what most people could comprehend. Plus, additionally, all of the type events like what we're going through with the virus now and other things like that, like the Black Plague, World War II, all of these events are staged. They're created and staged to do massive offloads of humanity for product off-world and by the non-terrestrial groups. It's just another way to call the herd and to get more product out there, because out there, you know, they have the technology to pretty much print anything other than living material. They can print gold and that stuff. So that's nothing. I mean, that has no value. What is of value is genetics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, I was telling people, you know, the reason they've been bagging us is that we have the genetics of the gods, you know, the ancient ones. And although it's not active, and it is being activated as we speak, you know, through solar cycles and other energies and spiritual practices and things of that nature, there's many different ways to activate these genes, but this junk DNA isn't junk. And and it's being activated. And I think that's one thing that's going to take them down. They overlooked soul activation, that, you know, they can use social engineering and everything else to take over somebody's mind, but they can't shut down the soul. And that can be activated by the higher dimensions and the higher dimensional beings that are coming in big time. And the higher consciousness and energy, which is raising the frequencies, is, and, you know, bringing in universal law, they can't stop that. That's outside of their control. And that's what's going to be their demise. They're not going to be frequency specific to where the earth is evolving to.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if you listen to the speeches, they thought they had it absolutely sewed up back with George Bush Sr., where, you know, we have a real probability of getting a new world order from 1,000 points of light, et cetera, et cetera. And we will. They thought they had it sewed up, but what they can't compensate and don't understand for, because they don't reach into those higher levels, because they're already trained off and sold off their soul level energy, such that they can't reach into beyond the fifth density. They're not going into the higher densities where they're aware of these things. So when you have high level beings coming down, plus we're coming into the great solar year transition, so when that occurs, that reactivates the genetic stranding that humans originally had, 64 genetic strands. It reactivates and restarts assembling. So they noticed in the 50s, the cabal noticed in the 50s, that there were people being born with triple. Now it's even quad and above. And they're doing research, and they did H1N1 and swine and all of these other things to deactivate the third strand, because they, you know, the what were called indigo in the 50s, and then crystal children that had incredible abilities, and they thought they could control it with drugs, such things like Ritalin and all that. And they've been trying, but all of they wind up doing every single time they try is to, like with the H1N1, is it wound up activating more people and turning more people on, because this is, you know, they don't understand how this works. This is designed to be. It's like the eighth prime set or 16 plus one. Nothing can stop what's coming. And unless you're going to stop the turning of the Milky Way and the precession of the great solar year, which is the orbit around the central sun of the Milky Way that brings us through the photon belt that causes this to be reassembled. And we're reassembling and going back up to what God created us to be, is a, you know, high level beings in service to all creation everywhere at the highest level, created in the image of the Creator. So in that, we are vastly aware, vastly awake, and vastly in service to Creator, and we're not subject to this lower level stuff, and we proceed beyond it. And so that's already occurring, and you already have people on Earth who have already gone beyond the fifth density during this transition time, and are now in high level activation, helping those of us who are still staying behind and continuing the work. And then there's people like, many people, like, I'm not the only one, that have come back, been offered to come back at, you know, precision timing. It was planned from when I said I would come here and be born in the first place. Yeah. You know, at a certain time, you're going to be removed, reactivated, and put, if you want to come back, then you'd be allowed to choose, and you can come back and help. And so that's, you know, ongoing with many, many people that, you know, are keeping a low profile. I'm trying to keep as low profile as I can while still helping.
Yeah, I know that one. I've had a couple near-deathers myself. I had a drowning where I went through the tunnel and ended up in that golden plane of bliss and chose to come back. And I still question that choice at times, you know, being here. But the, you know, I was thinking about this, just like the GMOs, you know, like what they can tinker with the GMOs and everything else, but what they find out after 2 or 3 years, the plants go back to their natural state, because the DNA isn't, it's a non-physical thing, and they're tinkering with a physical aspect of it, but not realizing it's in the field, you know? And so all this, even the human genetic tinkering they're doing is only temporary. I mean, it might go through this lifetime, but eventually it's going to reset itself and go back to the original DNA. And just like all of our DNA is being upgraded right now, you know, that's outside of their ability to tamper with. That's the big picture. But, you know, all these games are playing are all just temporary. That's the way I see it. But I mean, I don't want to dismiss the adverse effects that, you know, the V's are having on people. We'll just call it the V's are going to have on people. And that's by choice. You know, they always have a choice. Are they going to follow, you know, are they going to be socially engineered, critical thinking, research impaired, and just go with the status quo, you know? Or are you going to wake up and do something and avoid these things? I think, you know, there's choice and there's polarities going on, and you know, it's the wheat being separated from the chaff, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, on the V's, as you say, and what you're saying in regard to the GMOs and all of that, that's why there's so simple protocols like DMHO and other things that, you know, I have awareness of that you can do that will reset your genetics, because it's based at an energy level, an etherical, the etherical body print, which is the first body, be below the, it's like the structure of the house, and the body is just the house that's built up on the structure, the foundation and the studs in the house and all of the framing and all of that. It's not the framing. So they're messing with the walls and the roof, but they're not messing with the etherical blueprint. So there's simple products that you can, and things you can do that will reset you back to, and the genetics does tend to reset, and it's not that difficult to reset. And then, you know, with the engineering and the V's and all of that, that choice is a choice whether you go on the other timeline that I mentioned or you stay here. So that has to be allowed. What freedom of choice is God's highest law, that you get to choose and be and do and participate in what you feel is the thing for you. But, you know, as we had the eighth prime or 16 plus one come out, and now there's, you know, what the powers that be do is every time there's a movement and an awakening, they take it over. So now we have people who are self-assigned to police us again. They police the awakening, and they're saying, well, this person's telling the truth and this person's making it up, because they haven't done their due diligence and research and gone and talked to people, you know, truckers and shippers and special forces, and talk to them and meet them and find out what's really going on and do the hardcore research and get out there and know what's really going on. So when they hear somebody like you or me talking about stuff, they don't know. Well, that has to be a lie. That's so far-fetched and ridiculous, non-terrestrial, all this stuff, crap, you know, hundreds of domes in the U.S., 10,000 all over the world, maglevs going Mach speeds. You're out of your mind, because they haven't heard it. It sounds fantastic. It can't be true. I would suggest to those people that feel self-chosen to police the rest of humanity, you're doing the cabal's job for them. Because they don't want this information out. And so you're deciding what people should think and what they shouldn't think and who they should follow and who they shouldn't follow. I would suggest it's time that you let people be and let us learn to take care and make our own choices. That's what is coming for us human beings, to make their own choices of who they're going to be, what they're going to believe, and what they're going to follow through their own research, their own tuition, their own prayer, their own link to Creator. They make their choices. It's not for us to make choices for other people. You can get people put information at your feet, and if you want to pick it up, that's up to you. It's not for us to police each other like a bunch of sheep and say, okay, you're getting out of the herd and you're saying and doing things that I don't approve of. That is what the cabal does. So let's stop policing each other and let each person be unique, beautiful, the way we're created. And if you have somebody out there you don't agree with, fine. Just say, I don't agree, but to call somebody a liar and to say, point fingers and say, that's ridiculous and this information can't be true. You would be, I mean, I'm pretty low level with what I'm saying based on what I know is true. I've been keeping it low, even on Backstage and Unleashed. I'm still like watching what I say and taking it at a speed people can handle. Because if I went into what's really out there, people would really think I'm a psychotic and in a fantasy world. As some of the people that know me on the inside know, it's like what's really going on and what they're doing in these breakaway civilizations and the technology technology and things they're doing. Just put it this way. There is no fantasy movie or science fiction movie ever made that isn't actually happening already. Programs they have.
Yeah. Watch the new Godzilla. I mean, there's so much disclosure in the new Godzilla. It covers all that. It covers the DOMs, the maglifts, all the technology, the hidden technology down there and everything. It's hilarious. You know, it's all there. You know, a lot of these people, and, you know, this may sound judgmental, but I call them the poser posse, and they're coming after anybody who's authentic, that's outside of their box or their research. And they're doing the work of the cabal. And I'm the first one to admit, nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm not infallible. But what I go by is a person's heart and their intentions. And, you know, we're all doing the best we can out here. And some people have, you know, their intention levels or integrity levels are extremely high, and they're doing, you know, a very high level information, bringing it out. And the other people are jealous of that. And so I've never seen anything like it. I go, why do you call yourself spiritual and participate in this total backstabbing, you know, trying to one up and rise in notoriety and fame on the backs of others, you know, and spread gossip and rumors and things like that. How is that okay in your high evolutionary state that you actually believe you're in, you know? Oh God. And that you wouldn't believe the hate I get, you know, when I address that. And there's a lot of conferences. I've been pretty much blackballed out of all the conferences now because, and a lot of it's just about being authentic and having information they don't have. And they want to keep the narrative, you know, they want to keep the controlled narrative. And there's so much social engineering and control, and that people have no idea how much there is. And anybody who is really authentic that has this higher knowledge or higher information, you know, even the people you would think that would be in support of this are actually coming at you, you know, you get more flack from the UFO community than you do anything else, which you would think that would be your greatest support, but no, it's the opposite.
Yeah. And, you know, I consider myself devoutly in service to God and to Christ, and I get a lot of flack from devout Christians.
Oh, yeah.
And you would think that but it's because they haven't realized that the mindset and the mind control, they haven't broken free of it still. And so although they're breaking free from, you know, parts of it, and with 16 plus one, they're looking at that information, anything, something outside of that comes. Every time there's an outside of that comes, rather than looking at it and looking at the way they think, the way they talk, everything, you know, you need to re-examine like I found out, you know, 2 years before my death experience, when I had an epiphany that everything I know was probably at the very best inside out or upside down, and that there is no truths that I thought I knew that were absolute. There were some things within there that may be true, but the majority no. So I'm like looking at, I mean, even gravity, they tell you it pulls you down where it's actually a push. They tell you the Arctic's North Pole where it's actually the South Pole. I mean, it was just, you know, I had to re-examine everything I think and how I think and the words that I use and the way that I talk and the way that I walk and the way that I stand and the way that I breathe. I did all of that. I realigned the way I talk, walk, breathe, everything, you know, also through my martial arts understanding. I was fortunate to have put in front of me several of the best martial artists on earth to learn from. So it's not dojo martial arts as you normally see. It's very high level, like even, you know, kind of beyond special forces stuff sometimes, where you're going into the true learning how we're supposed to be in alignment and functioning and how we were created. And so going back to that and getting back to that and techniques to get you back to that, but you can't get back to that because it's been so well hidden and so reserved for a very special elite without letting go of this programming that they want to keep you in a box. So you're not a threat to the status quo. So all they do is when the MAGA or something comes up like that, they create a new status quo. And so then they get people that will always step up. So for those that are stepping up to be the new police, you're stopping your own evolution back to what you were created to be, as well as many others. So instead of stopping it, join the wave, be ahead of the wave, be at the cutting edge beyond the wave to cut into the new territories of how and what we originally were, to come back into the service, the highest service of Creator and all life, the highest interest of all life ever. So, you know, how do you know when you're not doing that? Are you detracting or adding to the highest interest of all life everywhere? Are you opening up thoughts and ideas and new ways of looking at things, or are you shutting them down? If you're shutting them down, you're in service to the powers of darkness. And so it's very simple to know. And so is your thought creating negative feelings, negative emotions, things not in the highest interest, or is it making people feeling free? Is it giving people things that a lot of people have had, you know, experiences they can't explain? Many, you know, people listen to me, then the people that do, and the people are on backstage and on Gene Unleashed, I'm Blessed to Teach, for example, they go, wow, I've had hundreds of experiences. There are many, many experiences. Nobody could answer what the heck happened to me. And now I listen to you, and finally, you know, and so that's why I learned and went, because I had the same thing. I'm like, what the heck? And so now, you know, if you're stopping that kind of epiphany for people, you're stopping the advancement of the human race back in the highest level of service to all life everywhere. We are destined to go back to what we were created to be. And you're putting rocks in the middle of the river. You know, stop throwing rocks in the middle of the river. Get in the river and start swimming as hard as you can, because the wave is here. You know, join us instead of like trying to hold back and, you know, be in this fear factor and all this other stuff, and be in this, you know, trying to stem the wave back so that it goes back into the pool, instead of the pool breaking free and being a river of advancement of service and thought and idea, and, you know, essentially a new renaissance, if you will, that goes beyond anything ever known before. It not anything that hasn't been done before. We're talking 18 trillion years ago. Yeah. But okay, we're going back to where we were back then.
I know one of the things that one of my teachers, she told me that, you know, I had to let go of my belief system, like, you know, it's B, lie, V-E, you know, and she said, just start saying, I don't know, rather than think, you know, just say, I don't know. And I found it, wow, when you say, I don't know, you're actually dismissing the ego, because that part of you that doesn't know has to set aside for the part of you that does know. Within you, you know, the higher, you know, you got that Buddha mind or fresh mind that it doesn't have all these preformed opinions or anything else. And I tell people, you know, people go, well, you're sounding kind of fundamentalist. You know, I talk about, whenever I mention Jesus, I go, well, after my near-death experience, I didn't want to talk to anybody. They're all spooks to me. And because of previous programming, and then Jesus came and introduced me to Babaji and White Eagle and all these other beings, and said, you need to go study their cultures and learn all the different cultures. And so, and even the higher dimensional beings and the spiritual and technologically advanced off-world visitors that we have coming in, you know, all of that stuff was run through him. And so now I've opened up, and, you know, I just, people, they go, do you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And I just say, we're buds, you know, as, you know, if you're connected to Jesus, ask him about our connection. I'm not going to tell you, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, there's a whole civilizations of Christed beings out there that people can't even contemplate that. And there's beings above Christ consciousness, you know, whole civilizations and levels and realms. And it's just unbelievable how vast the universe is. But so many people are just identified with this body and this personality. And that personality is so wounded. It's such a need for acceptance and approval outside of self. And until you own that and realize that, you know, you're a tool. The dark forces can come in at any time and take over and interfere and divide and all these other nonsense that's going on. And I tell people that, like you're saying, are you Are you expanding people's consciousness? Are you in full service mode, or is this about you? You know, about yourself, about your own victim patterns. You know, is this about, you know, what is this all about? Because very few people can see things how they are. They're projecting, and no one will see this one person the same. It's amazing because they're all projecting. And I learned that when I studied yoga for like, I don't know, 16 years, I studied with yogis and masters. I realized that if you have 30 people in a room and you ask them who, I want you to tell you what you don't like about me and what you do like about me and have them write it down. And at the end, just say, okay, I want you to read this out loud. And they do. And then my teacher said, that's you. You know, everything you like and don't like about the other person is you, you know, and they're just being a divine mirror and reflection for you. But it really stopped me in my tracks and realizing imagination is real on the level of imagination. So what's real and what's not real? And when you understand that, you can just finally master judgment and just say, you know, it's like, I don't know if this is real or not real. It's real for you, but how does it serve humanity and how is it in service to Creator? You know, and that's what I go by.
Yeah. And, you know, in regards to like, you know, getting out of that woundedness that humanity has, is, you know, going beyond, like you were saying, how can you made the statement beyond Christ consciousness. It's beyond the woundedness of the sacrifice given. We accept that and then we're clean. And to stop going back into that we need to keep revisiting that. So that we need to there are species I have met that have never fallen out of service, like the Tengri, that have always been directly in service, never gotten into this policing others or going with the darkness or serving it or judgment or any of this other stuff. So leap beyond that and stay beyond that so that you don't have to keep revisiting that. If you can walk in true service, it's an ongoing process. And I realize it'll take, you know, a lot. It took me 30 years to get to the point, you know, I still do slip and get into the victim and the judgmental thing now and then. And, you know, it's like a person, a really brilliant scientist I met, you know, I asked him because I was having struggle with the judgmental bit. How do you get out of it? He goes, you will attract what you judge until you no longer judge what you attract. And that's why we're judging what we attract. We're judging ourselves. We've been taught to judge ourselves, convict ourselves, and hang ourselves. And so, you know, you will bring people to mirror you, what you want to hang in your own self and your own victim mentality that we've been programmed into having. And then to learn to put the ego in place of where it needs to go. So the ego is an important, it's the epigenetic overlay that is what filters out, but we've had it become who we are. And it's like the filter on your engine, it's the filter, the oil, so that the good stuff goes back to the engine and the stuff that would tear it up doesn't. And that's what the ego's job is. Filter, is this in my highest interest? Is this something good for me to act on or not? So trillion bits of information per second coming in, it's supposed to be going, okay, you know, this stuff here, ignore that, that's not relevant. This stuff here, dangerous, watch out, be careful. But instead, we've said, okay, the whole point is to get the oil filter around town. The whole point of the car is to get the oil filter from point A to point B. That's not the job. You know, and then the computer that runs the, you know, the firing of the engine and that stuff, that's the other part of who we are. No, that's not who we are. That just, you know, gets the engine running smooth. So it's understanding who we are and what we are and learning, going back into, I don't know who I am. And figuring that out again, refiguring out who we are and what we were created to be, and realize that the filter, you know, look at the information coming in, and is it dangerous? If it's not dangerous and it's not relevant, just ignore it because it's not for you. It's for somebody else. And that's not a choice you need to make. And, you know, that's the only job of the ego. And then the brain, what's the job of the brain? Store and retrieve information, solve problems. If you're not in that mode, just put it like your computer is standby and go stay in the moment. And, you know, that's another big trick the cabal did is they keep us constantly looking in the past. That's that judgment and that fear factor and that victim mentality. Yeah. And then the other thing they do is have us look in the future. So we're never in the moment. You're constantly looking forward, thinking about figuring out this, figuring out that, you know, what is being presented to me? What is that based on something you had before? So that means it's this. No, every moment's unique. Every person's unique that comes to you. They're not just like somebody else. Nobody's just like somebody else. Everybody's absolutely unique. Instead of taking each moment and staying in the moment, each person, everything brought to us, and you know, flowing with it and going with it and saying, okay, is this in my highest interest? Is this good information? Or do I need to go the other way? And just do that and then run that way. That's how we are created to be. We're not created to be the judgment of anything other than, you know, what's in our highest interest and what is in the highest service of all life everywhere. That's it. It's just pretty simple when you get down to it. But, you know, there are species that have learned to do this from long ago and not lost it. So, you know, going beyond that can be done.
Yeah, yeah. They see through the veils and they see exactly what's going on. You know, speaking of that, I know people, I have a bunch of questions when, you know, there's people that found out you were coming on. I got a whole slurry of emails. But, you know, people are asking questions about, you know, down to earth stuff like the political arena, what's happening there. And I know you've been very vocal about, you know, one thing I've been watching this and I go, I can't believe that people actually believe this show that they're presenting and all the different Bidens. And I think one's an android, you know, a silicon, and they've got masks and they got actors and they got clones. And you speak about any of this stuff and everybody thinks you're crazy. And I said, it's not just one thing, it's all the above. And then there's so much information coming through and a lot of it's disinformation and on both sides for reasons, you know, but on the white hats, there is a reason for the disinformation and it's to serve a higher good. And on the dark hats, you know, they have a reason for the disinformation to keep their power and control over others. But, you know, I'd love to get some take on what you see coming as far as this movement, getting back our freedom, restoring the foundation of the planet, you know, of America and the world, basically. Whatever you want to give us on that, I'd be glad to hear it.
Yeah. So again, you know, through our imagination, we're given the power to co-create.
Yeah.
And so the Alliance has to respond to how the humanity as a whole is progressing. Mm-hmm. So the reason it didn't happen January 30th or March 4th is because they're trying to do this such that it is in the highest interest with the least amount of loss of life and the least amount of destruction of everything. And mm-hmm. So we can accentuate that and bring it. It's currently we can focus on a timeline and have it come into being. So through that power, we can focus on late September, early October is the next window of opportunity for having the show come to an end, that we agree that we're ready to accept responsibility to, you know, elect people and to select people who are in our highest interest and really serving us. And we don't need to have people who control and manipulate and lie to us anymore. We just don't need that anymore. We don't need a show. We're adults and we're grown up enough so we can have, you know, we don't need 5 White Houses in different parts of the country and watch a big show with different beasts, yeah, different Air Force Ones, different Bidens. We can have actually a person like Trump who's there for real, who's there for the people, that's going to step up, and other people like that who will, you know, be in our highest interest and represent the highest good of everybody and freedom and a real free, you know, economy where people are allowed to bring forth new inventions, new ideas, and actually be able to produce them after they come up with amazing anti-gravity or free energy. They could actually be allowed to take that to market, and we would be joining our, you know, all of those that are helping us here on Earth out there everywhere. And, you know, having that occur. So that window of opportunity is there. The reason it hasn't happened is because we've been throwing events, allowing the cabal selecting to continue to be slaves and allowing the cabal to throw events in where dirty nukes, dirty this, they are allowed to do that because of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So again, it's that policing each other and all of that is part of tying us back into their control matrix. If we will accept the responsibility of of being in the highest interest of be more like kindness and mercy and compassion and understanding and being there for people that can't be there, you know, that don't have the ability to help others, to lift themselves up, to get new ideas, to get information out there, to help each other, then this will come about. The sooner, the better, of course, but the soon it will depend on us that we are done with the movie, that we don't need this anymore, that we are ready to, you know, it's like you say, it's all of the above. Did we go to the moon or was it fake? All of the above. Yeah. Why was it fake? Because they needed to have it fake, because when they went there, there was stuff they can't show you because you're not ready to go there. You're not ready to see along the rim of the crater a whole bunch of huge ships lined up, a whole bunch of like non-terrestrials looking down at the guys at the crater bouncing around in their little tinfoil ship landing. You know? And it's like, okay, so you know, let's step up to the plate and say, I'm ready for whatever creator wants to bring. I'm ready to be really get out there and really change things and just have every day incredibly amazing and new and amazing ideas and new technologies and new stuff happening. And, you know, gold, silver, platinum, standard, QFS, all that's a temporary step over to where we don't even need monetization because there's so much everything out there, except for the moment you're in, is unique. That's the only thing there's one of. There's gold beyond comprehension on Earth. There's diamonds just littering the floor. I have pictures of military, you know, with big diamond in his head, and as far as you can see, there's littering the floor of the desert in parts of Africa, a valley in Africa with gold seam that's 150 miles running high, 150 miles long, 150 feet high, running down the whole valley floor is gold, sand and big, huge gold rocks. I mean, there's plenty of stuff. What we need to do is focus on what really matters. And then, you know, all of these brilliant ideas and things will be allowed to come out and we don't have to have the movie anymore. So, you know, it depends on us.
Yeah, I agree. It's all about personal responsibility. You know, I was meditating. I looked into Trump when he first came in, and I go, wow, this is going to be the ultimate process-oriented therapy session, you know, because, you know, here you have a rich, powerful white man, you know, that's into his, into his self-authority. He's going to trigger everything. And the deeper I went into it, I saw that he actually incarnated from a six-dimensional race that I'm not even going to tell you who they are. I'll let people figure that out. But they're planetary liberators. That's what they do. They've gone through all the Rhine wars and everything else, and they're here to liberate the planet. And his beautiful wife is totally plugged into the House of Mary, you know, and tied into that energy. And you know, people can't. I mean, I'm going to get hate mail like crazy for this by talking about this, but. You know, he's up against a behemoth, a eight-headed beast, you know, and doing the best he can. And he, you know, it's not his job to do this whole thing alone. I mean, we have to rise up and wake up and see what's happening around us and do the research and develop our own inner sensitivity, our own spiritual discernment, to see what's really going on. Because, you know, what I see is that the social engineering and the lack of critical thinking and research impaired, you know, that the masses are, they're starting to wake up. I know the numbers are really in our favor, but if you watch the lamestream news, you wouldn't think that, but the numbers are in our favor as far as, and this whole woke movement is another bad joke. You know, they've hijacked that, and big difference between awake and woke. You know, woke is another social engineering tool, but there's so much going on higher dimensions, higher levels, and all that higher dimensional stuff is pressing in on the earth right now. And these dark hearts have nowhere to go. I mean, they're getting amped up and kicked out and dissolved. And you know, it's unbelievable. They're going to go kicking and screaming, obviously. But the more we can pull on this energy and initiate the healing from our own center and call on whatever you want to call God, creator, great spirit, whatever name you want to give it, and ask for help and ask for guidance, you know, and do this on a daily practice and learn how to heal unseen negative influences, we're going to have a huge impact on this planet. And, you know, what's done on the outskirts of our aura is going to amaze us. We may not see what the effect we're having, but we are having a profound effect when we're pulling on that higher consciousness and energy. And you know, there's so much more going on than this little show we're being shown right now. That the bigger picture is so vast, it's just mind blowing. And that's what keeps me out of fear and out of depression or anything else, knowing the big picture of what's coming in, and resistance is futile. You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's I used to think that, you know, I 30 years ago, and you've been at this even longer than I have, 40 plus years,
yeah,
that, you know, the people I talk to, I'm not waking anybody up. It's not making any difference. And now that people that have met me 30 years ago know my laugh, know my voice, are getting back in contact with me, you know, my real name, get back in contact with me and said, wow, you made such a difference in my life. And we underestimate that. And that's what the cabal does, is they want us to not be vibrating hard, so that we're not bumping people and bumping the status quo. So vibrate really hard, you know, get out there and just be, you know, who you are, and be putting it out there, whatever your viewpoint is, as long as it's, you know, in respect to everybody and the highest interests of all life everywhere. And it's kind, considerate, and merciful in that. But, you know, I go shopping and, you know, I'll respect the mask mandate and the fear of other people up until I've got all my products and I'm walking out the door.
Yeah.
And as I finished, I do my own bagging and all that, because I don't like the way other people bag, because it's not logical to me that you put so many things in a bag, it'll rip before you get to the car. So I'll put it in ways. And what that allows me to do is, when I'm done, I can put everything in the car really easy. But that means I can carry all the bags out, leave the cart in the shopping center, so the next person doesn't have to get it out of the snowy parking lot, you know, and so that it's right there. And so consider it, but it also allows me to pull my mask off. I'm done. So what are you going to do? Say, you can't buy stuff? I already did, you know. And people look at me like either fear in their eyes or anger or what, and I smile and I wave, like, hey, have a great day. It's like, oh, it's so great. Look at the beautiful snow. It's great out there. Beautiful. They're like,
yeah.
And so they're thinking, wow, so this guy has no fear. He's not afraid. And, you know, they'll see me because I shopped, you know, similar places over a few months, you know, and they'll see me again. And there's that same crazy old guy. And he still seems really happy and healthy. And it doesn't seem the mask, you know, taking the mask off is making any difference to him. I mean, he seems so healthy and so happy, and he zooms through the store and zip around everybody, even though they're turning their cars to block you and all that, because that's the mentality we've been stopped, you know, slow it down, to be getting people's way, to, you know, and we've been programmed to that. So how about let the fast moving particles move on by and look at how they're moving and see if we can pick some of that up and get going fast, you know, and really step it up and really get out there. And it's hilarious, because I'm backstage, I'm blessed to teach. I knew there was some negative groups there and individuals, and now it's actually rubbed off, and a couple of them are now positive too and flipped over. And so they had to send in new assets because they lost two. I was like, yeah. So, you know, let's, you know, don't worry about the judgment and the stuff and the negative. Yeah, a lot of them will go kicking and screaming into the darkness, but you can lift some of them up along the way and pull them out of that darkness and get them back to how they're originally created and the brilliant uniqueness of what they were. You know, so like I've done decodes on, you know, the Alpha Draco group or this, and how they were before they got in service to the darkness and the uniformity of being this way and doing this and serving this instead of serving your highest interests and this amazing of what we're each supposed to become, you know, amazing, powerful beings in service to the creator of everything with brilliant new ideas and, you know, imagination and powers of conception conceiving and understanding of things beyond what we've known for trillions of years, literally, to go back into that. So, you know, it's a way of learning, of thinking, of becoming, a way of doing things in a new way.
Yeah, as I was connecting in with a lot of people call it the Galactic Federation or the councils, and I was asking them what's going to happen here on Earth, and basically they said the Pleiadians have more genetic stock here than any other group, and because of that they have the highest vested interest in it, that they're actually been kind of given the scepter, but they're not alone. I mean, and they're totally aligned with Creator, you know, and but there's different groups in the Pleiades, you know, there's some more advanced. I mean, there's seventh dimensional Pleiadians out there that are And now with the counseling work we're doing, we're getting all these young people that are coming in as sixth and seventh dimensional Pleiadians incarnating straight in to the earth, and they've got nothing to clear. It's amazing. And you know, they sign up for a clearing or whatever, and I go, you should be working on me, you know. It's like, you know, don't doubt yourself. You know, that's all I can tell them is, like, remember who you are and don't doubt yourself. Don't let the world beat you down. And but, you know, people are waiting for this invasion to happen. And I tell them it's already happened. It's called reincarnation. And the other higher dimensional beings are coming in too as well to back up the ground crew. There's a huge event going on that people are missing because they have all these other ufologists saying that there's going to be a government fake and a war, and it's all external, and there's no negative ETs. They're all good. You know, they're totally taking them down this dark path of no self-authority, no discernment, no, just open wide and let anything come in. And you go, are you serious? That's the most irresponsible thing I've ever heard, you know? And we have a saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. And just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent, you know? So, and people need to realize there's a coin has two sides, you know, and polarities are, there's two sides to polarities. And people need to realize that, you know, not everything out there is fuzzy and warm and in your highest and best good.
Yeah, and then, of course, I deal with the other side because of a lot of devout Christians believe that all non-terrestrials are evil and demonics. And so that's not true either. It's never all or nothing. And so it's not all peace and love and light. It's also not all evil and darkness, and that they don't exist, or if they do exist, they're all evil. Yeah. It just seems that way down here, you know, because there's a lot of that down here. And the, you know, the reincarnation, there's a lot of beings that are now coming from the higher densities for, to help humanity to come back into incarnation that long ago they've gone beyond that. Like now creator said, okay, the human race needs some help down there. So there's people coming back. Plus then you have the soul traps where the cabal, the powers that be have trap people into coming back and back and back again so they can feed off their energy and create hate and discontent, because they're such powerful beings, they want them locked in so they don't go beyond and back up to where they, you know, where they were. So they got people trapped there in a loop. So, you know, the whole point is to, and then, you know, even within the Galactic Alliance, you know, is to understand, you know, that the Alliance is here to help us, but we need to do the work ourselves. And then to understand, you know, there's a lot of words that we use and things that we don't understand and don't really understand the meaning and the intent of the words, and to learn to re-examine the words and, you know, the exactly what they really mean. You know, so like with the Constitution, they changed it from oven, you know, from for to of and capital letters, and, you know, to understand things so that you can free yourself up and get back to what you were. And to understand that where we came from and what we're headed back to.
Yeah, I've addressed that a lot of times with, I've had a lot of Christians that unfortunately think I'm the devil or whatever, you know, because I have more wisdom than they do. But, you know, I told them, I said, I've done the research. I've gone to the people that were on, that advised the Pope, you know, that left the church because they got to the catacombs and realized after doing the research that the story they're telling is totally incorrect. And the real story of Jesus is much more expanded than they can imagine. And I asked them one question. I said, so when Mary was with the child, Joseph got really angry because he said, this is not my child. I didn't lay with this woman, you know, and this being came from another dimension, a higher dimensional being shows up and says, you know, this is God's child or our child, Gabriel, you know, you'll rear him as your own. You know, this is an immaculate conception. And I look at that now and I go, wow, we can transfer DNA with the laser. Water holds the pattern of DNA. We can already do that right now. We can do an immaculate conception. We have the technology to do that right now. What kind of technology did these guys have in the past? And if Jesus's dad was not of this world, you know, he was extraterrestrial, you know, so factor that in, I mean, by all definition of the word. And so, you know, I try to explain to people, like, like for Jesus to incarnate, he had to upgrade his genes. They had to totally upgrade the body because his soul force was so strong, he would have burned out the synapses of a regular body, you know? And so why do all the frescoes have these big golden ships, you know, with sending energy down to Jesus, Mary praying and a golden ship sending energy down, you know? It's like, it's in all the ancient teachings. And what happened, you know, it's all connected. And so it's really easy. I said, all the masters teach us to make our own personal connection with God, creator, great spirit, whatever you want to call it. And they talk about coming through the heart and being of service. They all have the same message. And then it got distorted and twisted. But the bottom line is are they sending you to the heart and to make your own personal connection with creator? And are they expanding you in awareness so you can take more of that unified field in of awareness and knowledge so you can understand the big picture? And if they're not, if they're playing around with all these other little games, it's a trap, you know, it's disempowering, you know, and just walk away from it because, you know, none of the masters were here to divide. That wasn't their game. And so all these division games going on by the cabal or by even people in the UFO and spiritual community really have nothing to do with the higher dimensional work that's going on.
Yeah, I'm aware of those catacombs that go from the Vatican to Jerusalem. Long dome. It's really long. And the first, you know, like massive amount is just books and all kinds of texts and things taken from the Library of Alexandria. And yeah. Going about how, you know, Christ is created by the infinite extraterrestrial, known as the creator of all things, divine oneness, right? So yeah, he's definitely not terrestrial origin, right? Because, and you know, we try to focus everything all about us and all about here. And that's another part of the limitation, is to reach beyond that and reach out. You know, one of the tricks is to make it such that the negative powers seem so immense and powerful because they limit us to a very, very smaller, ever shrinking box of our perceptions got down to 0.04% of the entire spectrum, where we used to be able to perceive all of that, of getting all of your eyes wide open. Like in Matthew 6:23, if your eye be single and thine eye be single and be open, how great is the light you fill with? So, you know, getting decalcified pineals, getting all of our sensory seven perception, you know, senses we originally had, all of those functioning back. How do you get that back so that we're more like the Son of, you know, God, that we have these abilities, we upgrade our genetics, we go back to what we were created to be and stop limiting ourselves to just one small ball. And, you know, then the idea is, oh, it's not a ball, it's a pizza plate. It's a flat pizza. No, it can't be. Cats would have knocked everything off by now. But, you know, that's another trick, is to make it so that there's nothing else out there, so that the negative, you know, false, these beings, powerful beings that they want you to believe they're their God. That's a pretty small being telling you that he's in a sandbox, one planet. That's it. There's infinite planets out there. There's infinite. I mean, NASA's mapped 600 trillion galaxies, and Milky Way's a small one, and it's got trillions of planets with life on them, teeming out there, and they want you to believe you're it, and this is it, and this is all there is, because it's a trick. It's a trick to put you in an ever-shrinking box and to realize that, you know, we're supposed to step up to the plate so that we become like, you know, in the highest service, like Christ, of being merciful and compassionate, but yet when things are wrong, overturning the money tables and go, we're not playing this money game anymore. We don't even need that. We're going beyond that. We're not going to play this game. We're going out there and join the universal, you know, sister brotherhood and be part of what we used to be part of, and stop being locked in a box and open up our perception and open up and realize it's all of the above. It's not just this or that. It's just, you know, just seeing white, you know, the two sides of the coin, not realizing there's an edge of the coin and there's stuff beyond the coin. You know, there's other quades, yeah, you know, all of this. So, yeah.
Now, unfortunately, I'm getting the message from the producer. We've hit the end of the hour. And I mean, there's so much more we can cover. And I'd love to get you back on the show again to just cover the latest updates on what's unfolding. But what is the best way for people to get in contact you or to get more information from you?
Yeah. So if they want to contact me, is to go through my Gmail, which is colosensei64@gmail.com. colosensei64@gmail.com. Put your location so the coordinators for your area can attend, because I can't answer thousands of emails a day. I have coordinators, the Blessed for Service coordinators that help answer questions and do massive training. We train and go through all of this information, and they have all of the files and information in red so they can do all that. So just put your location and caps in the subject line. Like if you're in the US, just US and caps / with the 2-letter designator for your state, or same for Canada, for the province, or if you're in a foreign country, just put your country in caps so they know where you're at, and then you can, and they'll send you out information and answer questions and all of that. They pretty much know the coordinators. A lot of them have been, you know, even longer than James. I have, you know, there are coordinators in the team that have been awake for 70 years, or actually been in the Mark Ultra and got out and been in the dumps, and, you know, direct information about the negative powers and who they are and what they're doing. So there's a lot of people with a lot of knowledge and information there that have taught me a lot of things too. So, you know, it's a beautiful group. And so if people want to get, they can go to that email. It's Charlie Oscar Lima, Oscar Sierra Echo, November Sierra Echo, India64@gmail.com.
Now, you're also on Blessed to Teach, I think.
I'm on there regularly. Every week I do stuff. There's a backstage, behind a paywall, so that we can go deeper. It's not on any of the platforms. They censor it. They can't censor it there. And then there's another one, Unleashed, which where I go really deep and I do decodes. Like I just finished doing the non-terrestrial negative groups that are insect type. I did that last Sunday. Before that, I did the Anunnaki and the reptilian before that. And so I've been doing different groups, and then I'll be doing the non-affiliated groups next month. And so I do that, and that's Gene Unleashed. And then there's Blessed to Teach backstage. And then there's just the Blessed to Teach. He's on YouTube. Also, he posts on several other platforms as well.
Nice. I highly recommend it. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. I know there's so much more we need to cover about recent events unfolding, and we'll get you back on again. But unfortunately, we're out of time. So very enlightening show. Thanks so much for coming on. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and eSETI Stargate signing off. Have a great evening, and I hope you enjoyed the show. And come back and check out our other platforms that we're opening up within the week. So anyway, have a great evening. Good night.